There are certain parts of the country where they don't know that, right? There's a Newport in Wales. Any Newport people here? Yeah. Oh, okay. See the civic pride coming through already. It's amazing. How would you, in a word, describe Newport, my friend? Shite. Okay. That's harsh, right? All I'll say is they clearly had never had a comic there, because I would go, hey, what's your name? And the guy literally went, oh, what the fuck is he doing? What's this? And he'd look at his wife and go, Jesus, it's like his eyes are falling around the room. Why is it? Nothing off the first guy, nothing off the second guy, went down the road to the next guy, ended up at the very end. So we're sitting right at the end where you are there and going, you, that guy there. And just the blankest canvas I could find, what's the greatest thing you've ever done? And your man goes, oh, God. For ages, and the whole crowd are going, Jesus, come up with something. He's getting angry down there. And your man just goes, well, God, I was the Milky Bar kid. And then looked to me in a real kind of, is that the kind of thing you were looking for? And you're going, yeah, that'll do. Yeah. That's quite healthy as a thing to have. Like, genuinely, a Milky Bar. Has anyone here ever met a Milky Bar kid? It is a weird thing, because they are dotted around the place. I once asked in Edinburgh, hey, has anyone ever met a Milky Bar kid? And the woman in the back was, they're not real. Whereas there was a woman in Glasgow who said she'd been chatted up in a bar in Ibiza by a Milky Bar kid. And you're kind of going, well, how many other angles did he try before he went, I'm getting nowhere here, get out the gun belt, right? And she didn't go for it, which is the bizarrest thing of all, right? Just randomly, Dan, your lady here beside you here, what's your name, pet?
Joe,
would you, if a man came up to you and said, I was the Milky Bar kid, would you? Would you go for it? Would you? Would you?
Tempted.
You were tempted, of course you'd be tempted. Think of the chocolate, it'd be fantastic, right? But more personally, that think of being able to turn around midway during the sexual act and going, oh, the Milky Bar kid is on me. It would be a unique once-in-a-lifetime experience to say a phrase that frankly you don't get to say enough of in your time. Okay. Just to check, by the way, you do lose occasionally people on this because it isn't an international phenomenon, by the way. Certain countries have it, certain countries don't. Any Americans in the room tonight? Yeah. I'm going to say, what part of the States are you from?
California.
From California. Oh, sorry, you're right at the front there, is it? Is it yourself there with the red hair beside Dan?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? From California.
Yeah.
You didn't have this when you grew up, right?
No, not until tonight. Okay,
it's kind of hard to explain. In fact, it's bizarre to explain to an American because they go, I'm sorry, what? And you go, oh, it's a very simple idea, right? In the event of a Wild West conflict. The surest path to peace is to send in an albino child with chocolate. Nothing calms down a gunfight faster than a small kid going, here, have a bit of fucking chocolate. I will, come on, Wild Bill, we'll have a bit of chocolate, this is mad, right? Not to be mistaken with the milk tray man, different guy entirely. You do not want to send the wrong actor to the wrong ad and have a woman in a negligee walking into a hotel bedroom, dan, da, 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 and there's a small blonde child in a gun belt. Just stand there going, I'm out of depth. But I kept in touch with my Milky Bar kid because I wanted to. I don't even know your man's name. He's under my phone under M for Milky Bar kid, right? Because that's the perfect place to have him, right? I wanted to reunite with all the other Milky Bar kids and create some sort of crime-fighting team of different ages of Milky Bar kids. But it made no sense because they never had a superpower. That was the one problem with the Milky Bar kid. He never had any great power. And I used to ask audience to suggest what the obvious superpower that the Milky Bar, what like super sense would he have, right? But bizarrely, we got the same answer every time I asked, right? So I'll just get you to guess what audiences always caught it. When I said, what super sense would you give the Milky Bar kid? They always said,
taste.
Taste. No, they never said taste. How many crimes would you need a super sense of taste to solve? Every episode would have to be set in like a chocolate hammer museum of some description. Oh my God, the curator has been beaten to death. Which of the hammers did it? I know, let's call for the Milky Bar kid. It was a 70% cocoa one. Thank you very much, Milky Bar Kid. You're a genius. No, it wasn't taste. What was it?
Turn people into chocolate.
Something what?
Turn people into chocolate.
Turn people into chocolate. No, no, again, that's a first, I have to say. That would be a bizarre thing, especially in a hot climate, you'd be fecked at that stage. Ah. Well, it's a bad day for you, Mr. Villain. Poof! And Mr. Sun shall finish the job. No, it wasn't that. It was X-ray vision, is what most audiences said. But not tonight. You've gone a bit freaky, for some reason. Or the one night I said to somebody, what super sense would you give him? And your man said, a sense of decorum. Which you just don't get enough of in superheroes when they're joking. Like arriving at a crime scene, there's a body and blood and guts everywhere, and you go, oh my God, what are we going to do? And he would come in and go, we shall give the family time to grieve. Back away. Back away. The one I particularly got is the reason I loved your man, though, Milky Bar Kid, 1968, because I said to him, did you get to say the magic words? And your man goes, no. No, I didn't. They dubbed me out. Because in 1968, you people weren't ready for a Welsh Milky Bar Kid. You would have found that crazy and ethnic and a bit strange, wouldn't you? You're going, what? I'm not eating that freaky chocolate from the valleys. The Milky Bars are on me.